KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 77. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 50 tonight. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 78. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 70.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hugel. A Sonic franchise operator in the state of Kansas has been fined at nearly $42,000 for violating child labor laws, according to the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division Office. KWCH News reports the franchise owner had locations in Newton, McPherson, and in Hutchinson, and owns nearly 17 Sonic drive-in locations across the state. After an investigation from the Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division, they found that 50 teenagers aged 14 to 15 years old had been employed working more hours than allowed by the child labor laws. Six of the children were in Hutchinson, 10 in McPherson, and 34 in Newton. According to the labor laws, the minors are not allowed to work more than 3 hours on a school day, 18 hours during a school week, and more than 8 hours during a non-school day. In other news, a high school student from Garden City, Kansas, yesterday was found with an unloaded firearm in their vehicle on campus. After an investigation from Garden City Police, they found the firearm in the vehicle, but with no ammunition. Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
With fall season here and potential severe weather around the corner across the Plain States, plus after seeing Hurricane Ian down in Florida, the American Red Cross is trying to prepare individuals for severe weather and having emergency preparedness ready by offering free virtual workshops.
It's so important to think about these things before an emergency. When you have a clear head, you can think about the things that you need, you can put them all together in one place and just grab it and go when an emergency happens.
That was Matt Trotter, Red Cross of Kansas and Oklahoma Regional Communications Director on KAKE News. The goal of the push by the American Red Cross is to get people thinking and prepared for what they could do in emergency situations before they happen. They focus on three main steps, including get a kit prepared, make a plan, and be informed on what's going on. He goes on to say that individuals can put together an emergency kit piece by piece so it's not so overwhelming, just making sure it's ready at any moment's notice. To follow more tips or for more information, you can find their page on Facebook at Kansas Red Cross.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Firefighters are still making progress trying to contain the large wildfire in the Nebraska sand hills. And KNOPnews2.com reports that the Bovee fire has burned roughly 15,000 acres right now, but is roughly 30% contained. Officials say that the cooler and less windy day on Monday helped firefighters try and contain some of the efforts. As of right now, roughly 125 individuals are fighting the fire, along with local, state, and federal resources being used. With some of the progress that's been made over the last couple days, evacuations have been lifted for the area, and Highway 2 is open again, although officials warned to watch for smoke along with increased traffic, including large vehicles aiding the fire efforts. So far, one firefighter has died fighting the fire, and a state 4-H camp with lodges and cabins have been destroyed along the Scott Lookout Tower. Many officials say that they do not expect the fire to spread much further than what's currently contained right now, as long as the wind remains calm in the area. Mid-America Network News.
Mother Nature hasn't been too kind this summer, but nonetheless, we still need to plan for fall planting. Whether you're planting wheat, alfalfa, cover crops, triticale, barley, or thinking about a grazing plan for this winter, give Kaufman Seeds a call. We have you covered for all your planting needs. That's Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your seed needs.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Blue Valley Technologies Tuesday morning reported experiencing an outage affecting telephone and internet services involving many area communities. Service disruptions continued much of the day with internet and phone issues initially resolved early afternoon and a full restoration of video services later afternoon Tuesday. Anyone who continues to experience issues with Blue Valley services is asked to call 24/7 and report the matter. Blue Valley Technologies number is 877-876-1228. Marysville police received a report of two 2021 Honda dirt bikes stolen recently from the alleyway between 10th and 11th Streets. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Marysville USD 364 Superintendent Darren Schrader is among 35 Kansas school officials named to the 2022-23 Business Operations Leadership Development Class. The BOLD program focuses on daily operations and long-range planning to run a school district and consists of 7 training sessions with varied topics, including building and facilities master planning, finance strategies, technology planning, procurement processes, school security, risk management, and human resources. A Hanover woman, Danielle Borgerding, faces $1,000 bond in Washington County, $20,000 bond in Marshall County. She was arrested last Friday and charged with interference with law enforcement, as well as previous charges and Marshall County charges for aggravated endangering a child, interference, fleeing, and eluding bond. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County last Tuesday. April D. Rudin, age 30, of Seneca, was struck by Marvin W. McFall, age 76, of Seneca, on the U.S. 36 intersection at N Road. April Rudin was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. The tradition of October soup dinners in Marysville continues with the fall benefit for American Legion Baseball planned this Thursday at the Legion in Marysville from 11 to 7. Jerry L. Weimers, age 81 of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, rural Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Jerry Weimers.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. Yay! It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still staying above average throughout these next couple of days before a large cold front starts to move through over Thursday night. This cold front will bring gusty north winds, cooler temperatures, and a slight chance for some rain showers. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout the state. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 40s and mid 50s. Some winds come in throughout the day on Thursday. Sunshine with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Staying a bit cooler over Thursday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Temperatures staying much cooler as we head into Friday. A slight chance for some rain showers. Otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 60s. And more showers possible throughout Friday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Temperatures warming back up throughout the day on Saturday, some frost in the morning, then staying sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s and lows in the mid-40s throughout Saturday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
New Faces Old Lot. Located in the old CNC Auto Sales building, the guys at Crown Over Auto Sales have exactly what you're looking for. From cars, trucks, SUVs, boats, anything with a motor, if you're looking for it, they can find it. Stop by and check them out 7 days a week or online at crownoverautosales.com. Now with full-time auto detailing.
Average high temperature, early October 74, record high on this date, 98. The average low 49 and the record low 30. Sunrise this morning 7:27. Sunset this evening at 7:04.
Pumpkin carving is great fun, but we've been exploring a few other ways to use your gourd. We will share some ideas next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 5th, the 278th day of the year. Family circus cartoonist Bill Keane was born on this day. If pumpkin season only brings to mind jack-o'-lanterns and pumpkin pie, here are some ideas for expanding your repertoire. Pumpkins make terrific serving dishes for soup or dip, especially for autumn-themed parties. Serve directly from a cleaned-out shell or use a plastic bowl or liner. Arrange cut flowers and a hollowed-out pumpkin for a delightful planter or centerpiece. Ever consider a pumpkin facial? Pumpkin contains antioxidants, zinc, and alpha-hydroxy acids believed to be good for the skin. And once you've exhausted all your pumpkin ideas, let the deer, birds, and squirrels have at it. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Everybody is wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free, comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Bulldog football homecoming is Friday from Marysville High School. Let's meet the candidates.
My name is Rook Williams. I'm the son of Mike and Angie Williams. The activities I'm involved in are FBLA, FCCLA, M Club, Bio Club, Yoga Whippy, track, basketball, and football. My future plans are undecided.
My name is Madeline Kapp. I'm the daughter of Jesse and Jessica Kapp. I'm involved in volleyball, basketball, FBLA, SCCLA, Bio Club, M Club, Yoga Whippy, and I'm the senior class president. My future plans are to attend K-State University and major in pharmaceutical science.
Best of luck, Bulldogs, and a salute from these red and black supporters.
RX Drugstore and CES Group.
personal care and service are hallmarks of doing business with RX Drug in Marysville. As a locally owned and operated Health Mart pharmacy, you're assured the one-on-one attention and guidance that they deliver every day. It's convenient, fast, and friendly when you count on RX. Front door parking, easy access, and if need be, they can bring your prescription out or deliver. Friendly, personal service, it's how they've always done business at RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
At Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, a Kansas City Chiefs running back has officially been suspended by the National Football League as the practice squad player, Jerrion Ealy, has been suspended for the next six games after reportedly violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. In response, the Kansas City Chiefs have signed on wide receiver Marcus Kemp to practice squad in Ealy's place. Kemp is an undrafted free agent that the Kansas City Chiefs signed on back in 2017 and briefly played for the Miami Dolphins back in 2020. This comes at a time where the Chiefs are sitting 3-1 on the season right now and sitting at the head of the AFC West standings after their victory 41-31 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last weekend. The Kansas City Chiefs are set now for their Monday night football game against the LA Raiders with kickoff at 7:15 p.m. next week. The Raiders, on the other hand, right now are 1-3 on the season after their victory against the Denver Broncos last week 32-23. So far, they've lost to the Chargers, the Cardinals, and the Titans. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Attention Wichita and surrounding area residents. This is a notification of payment relief. Payment relief may be available for those who qualify until January 2023.
Rusty Eck Ford has over 350 vehicles available. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and pre-owned, and our inventory is moving fast. Our low, low pricing keeps them moving quick. Plus, our high trade-in values and financing as low as 0.99% APR will help you get the low payment you deserve. Plus, for a limited time, you may qualify for payment relief up to January of 2023. That's right. Make no payments up to January 2023 with the purchase of your new or pre-owned vehicle for a limited time only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, 0.99% APR available on select certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest accrues from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit can expire at month's end.
Well, girls basketball star from Washburn Rule, Zoe Canfield, has officially made her verbal commitment to play for Kansas University's women's basketball program as of this weekend. WIBW reports that the sharpshooter announced her offer from the Jayhawks on September 6th as she's part of the KU's 2024 recruiting class. During a Twitter post, she said, quote, "A special thank you to all the coaches who recruited me in both basketball and volleyball. Finally, I want to say thank you to Coach Brandon and the entire staff at KU for this amazing opportunity," end quote. The women's basketball team this year is set to kick off their season on November 9th against Jacksonville. The men's basketball season is set to start on November 3rd against Pittsburgh State for an exhibition game, and the regular season begins November 7th against Omaha. Even though it is a bit early for it, Kansas State University's basketball schedule has been released officially as well, with their first game starting on Tuesday, November 1st against Washburn, just shortly a month away. Week 6 of college football for KU and K-State is coming up again this Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
2-4, the Coach's Corner. Each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6, our Coach's Corner roundup at 6:30, ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football, live on KNDY.
Valley League sports are back, and so is the TBL Spotlight. Spotlight is your source for everything happening in one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. For interviews with players and coaches, game recaps, and special segments like Wayback Wednesday, where we talk to some of the past athletes of the TBL. Check out the TBL Spotlight online at tblspotlight.com or on the podcast page at sunflowerstateradio.com.
Friday Night Football Live, Valley Heights at Marysville, simulcast on KNDY and KNDY-FM. KPREP's pregame show Friday night at 6, Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30. Pregame coverage follows with a 7 o'clock kickoff live on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.
KNDY.
Increase your success when transplanting trees and shrubs with root pruning. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Since the majority of tree and shrub roots are removed during transplanting, root pruning stimulates root growth closer to the trunk prior to transplanting. Prune the roots during the dormant season in fall when transplanting in spring, or in spring when transplanting in fall. Start by tying branches of low-branched and bushy plants up and out of your way to reduce damage. Use sturdy twine or cloth strips for this task. Mark the circle of the desired root ball for transplanting. The larger the plant, the bigger the root ball you'll need. Visit our website to determine the proper size of root ball for the trees and shrubs you'll be moving. Use a sharp spade to cut through the roots just outside the circle. New roots will form in this area, giving your transplanted trees and shrubs a better foundation for new growth. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Celebrate 45 years of huzzas and cheers at the Kansas City Renaissance Festival. Join the revelry for 7 adventure-filled weekends. Visit the all-new Pit of Misery and Despair. Fly around the kingdom by way of Wizard's Flight School. Stop for drink at the all-new Dragon's Claw Pub. Find unique handcrafted gifts at over 150 shops. Experience 22 stages of entertainment, plus full combat live armor jousting. Come for the magic, stay for the memories. Weekends, Labor Day, and Columbus Day. September 3rd through October 16th. Discount tickets available at Hy-Vee, Dillon's, Menards, American Shaman, and kcrenfest.com.
Imagine paddling a canoe for 8 weeks, reaching your destination, and then turning around and paddling 8 weeks back home. It was reality for the men who came to this isolated spot in the interior of North America. In fact, in the late 1700s, there were thousands of men paddling here. The destination is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In the late 1700s, the Northwest Company established trading posts north and west from what is known as Grand Portage, in today's Minnesota. The company and this site were a vital link in acquiring the furs sent to Europe.
Every summer, the canoes would come down laden with furs from those trading posts. At the same time, canoes were coming from the company headquarters in Montreal, large 36 to 40-foot canoes bringing in the trade items that we would trade to the natives.
Carl Koster says the Grand Portage is an 8.5-mile stretch of land that links the Pigeon River to Lake Superior. The Pigeon River allows access to the Arctic and Pacific Oceans. Large ships from Europe would come to Montreal and then reload the trade goods on canoes bound for Grand Portage.
From Montreal, a large 38-foot canoe carrying 4 tons of trade goods with 10 to 16 paddlers can make it here to Grand Portage in about 6 weeks.
Those canoes loaded with furs from the far reaches of Canada were smaller as they navigated shallow rivers and streams. They, too, were headed to Grand Portage for the great summer rendezvous.
Whereas from those far trading posts, as stretching all the way up into what the Canadian Athabascan District and as far as the Pacific coast, those canoes can take up to 8 weeks to get here.
Here in the middle of a vast unsettled continent, a village would swell to well over 1,000 people, a mix of nationalities from all points of the globe, exchanging furs for trade goods. The Northwest Company built homes, offices, and warehouses. They've been recreated here at the National Monument that tells the story. But in 1802, the successful company and the thriving fur business suddenly left here. What was the reason for their quick departure? That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Grand Portage, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
After harvesting potatoes, it's tough to keep them from sprouting over the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Nip potato sprouts in the bud with essential oils as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Potatoes are hormonal. Hormones keep them in dormancy and also tell them when to sprout, despite your best efforts to properly store them in a cool, dark place. Nora Olson is an extension potato specialist at the University of Idaho. She was part of a research team looking for an organic method to stop the sprouting without affecting the rest of the potato tissue. They found several essential oils that seem to do the trick.
We have done almost every essential oil you can think of. Some of the oils that are very easy to have access to, mint oil, clove oils, things like that, they can actually then be volatilized and have high enough concentrations that it would impact the sprout of the potato.
Specifically, they found that spearmint oil, peppermint oil, and clove oil suppressed sprouting by physically damaging rapidly dividing cells in the sprout. It's best to apply the oil just as the bud is developing because the longer the sprout becomes, the more difficult it is to control.
Olson says the application method depends on what kind of essential oil you're using.
Some we can actually heat up and it makes a true fog or a vapor. And then it will actually come in contact with that very sensitive tissue and it will kill the tissue in that area. Some products you can put in water or you can spray on the potatoes or you can wick it on. Like mint oils are great ones to put on some sort of cotton swab or blotter paper.
Some potato varieties are more aggressive sprouters than others, so you'll have to apply the oil every 2 to 3 weeks. Olson says potatoes might smell like your toothpaste, but they won't taste like it. Learn more about controlling potato sprouts with essential oils at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Did you know KNDY has two kinds of country to best serve you? Join us on FM 95.5 for today's hot new country and your all-time favorites like Sarah Evans.
Now daddy's in the kitchen staring at the windows, scratching and rocking his brain. After 18 years, just up and walk away. A little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman.
And Travis Tritt.
House gone wild, reality.
If continuous country classics is what you're looking for, then Classic Hit Country AM 1570 has your music like The Highwaymen.
I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
Or newer classics like X's and O's by Trisha Yearwood.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet, lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's.
That's today's hot new country on FM 95.5 and continuous country classics on AM 1570 KNDY. And if you're ever in Norton, Kansas, check out our sister station KQNK AM 1530 and FM 106.7 for good times and great oldies.
Blow. May you always
One of my goals at the beginning of every year is to carry the feelings of the holidays, the emphasis on gratitude and generosity, into the new season. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, I found that this is easier if I incorporate generosity into my financial strategy. It helps me be more intentional about the people and organizations I give to. And it also ensures that when events roll around and I want to give back, I'm able to move quickly because I have a giving plan in place. To incorporate generosity into your strategy, try making a list of the charities or causes you're passionate about supporting. From there, determine how you want to support them financially. Don't forget, you can also give with your time. And remember, most importantly, the Bible says that God loves a cheerful giver. Practicing generosity can have a significant impact on the people around you, including yourself, and it can help you live with more meaning and gratitude.
CMH Loss of Child Grief Support Group will host its annual memory service on Sunday, October 9th at 2 p.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church Parish Hall, Marysville. Parents, family members, and friends of children who have passed away are invited to attend. The service will celebrate the children's lives, their courage, and the love they shared. The hope is to help anyone who has lost a child find a place of comfort and support. For more information, contact Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville.
Accelerating the crop residue decomposition process today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
After harvest, crop residue breaks down naturally over time. A microbial product from Meristem Ag called Excavator speeds up that process to the benefit of the next crop. Peter Rusinellis is Meristem's VP of Business Development.
As these hybrids get more and more advanced and as we do a better job in the field producing higher yields, we have just more hardy residue left over. And in that residue, there's a significant amount of valuable nutrition. Fertilizer costs are high right now, so we start thinking more and more about the nutrition that's tied up in the residue.
Rusinellis says farmers who applied Excavator last fall are reporting in.
We're seeing results of the excavator that was put out last fall and this past spring come in now as the combines roll. And even before the combines rolled, we had 3x the business of last fall. And a lot of it was because of what people saw in the field.
Rusinella says excavator can be applied in the fall or spring while doing other field work. At a product cost of about $15 an acre, he says excavator's ROI is significant.
We're pretty confident there's $100 an acre worth of value here if you take into consideration all of these things that we're seeing Excavator bring to the table.
Learn more at meristemag.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Wednesday, October the 5th. This time around, we're going to hear from Lee Scholes, who is a livestock economist with Iowa State University. He was on a recent program, Ag Today, from K-State, and he talked about the markets from last week and just how wild and crazy it really was.
Well, I think, you know, we got to put this week into context. So my birthday is on September 30th, and any time we're, you know, at the end of a month, you know, there's certainly some different trading behavior that finishes a month. So that's important to remember. You know, overall, we've seen cattle markets down. We kind of continued that bearish tone in the markets. When you look at feeder cattle, I think that certainly is a follow-through from what we've seen in the corn market this last week. Corn, especially on Friday, we had a rather bullish grain stocks report as it relates to corn. Stocks came in much larger than pre-report expectations. That shot up the corn market, shot down feeder cattle market. So, you know, I think there is, you know, we're looking at some of those fundamentals really hitting the market. You know, we've seen rather large slaughter levels continue. And, you know, I think that's shown that the supplies are relatively heavy right now. And so I think that's been a bit bearish on our markets.
He also talked about how that the recent cattle report affected the market.
Yeah, I think that report continued much of the same. You know, we've seen numbers across the board were up compared to year ago levels. When you look at the cattle on feed number as well as the marketing number, those are well within pre-report expectations. You know, the number that I think surprised the market a bit was the placements number came in above year ago levels.
That's Lee Scholes, livestock economist with Iowa State University on Ag Today from Kansas State University. Let's look at your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Mother Nature hasn't been too kind this summer, but nonetheless, we still need to plan for fall planting. Whether you're planting wheat, alfalfa, cover crops, triticale, barley, or thinking about a grazing plan for this winter, give Kaufman Seeds a call. We have you covered for all your planting needs. That's Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your seed needs.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Your hometown partner with any do-it-yourself project is Hometown Lumber of Marysville and Axtell Lumber of Axtell. Serving the community for over 20 years, expert knowledge accompanied by a helpful smile and reassuring handshake will tell you you're in the right place. With all your building needs, they are ready to help you. Stocked with a full line of lumber and hardware to go along with tools, plumbing supplies, paint, and lawn and garden, you'll leave knowing you've made the right choice by stopping at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber in Marysville.
Keep your flexibility up and the pain down during harvest season by exercising in the combine. Seriously, here's how to do it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry. I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Joints and muscles are a common complaint from long hours sitting in the combine during harvest season. Exercise is probably the last thing you're thinking about once you've parked the combine for the day, so the best pain prevention is to get up and move while you're out in the field. Rachel German is a rural rehab coordinator with Ohio Agribility. She says there are a few things you can do to prevent your back, neck, and knees from rebelling at the end of a long day.
We encourage farmers to maybe go out on the platform of the combine and put both hands straight up in the air and reach back a little bit, and we call that a way back. We also encourage them to possibly bend over if they have the room to and stretch their back out in the other direction. So that gives you increased mobility both forwards and backwards on the back. Also, you can stand with feet shoulder width apart, put your hands on your hips, and twist to one side until comfortable. Return to neutral and twist to the other side until comfortable again. All these things should be done at comfort levels. Do not twist until pain. Do not do anything that your doctor would not recommend to you to do.
How often you do this depends on you and your schedule.
Depending on how long the harvest session is, you could do it once an hour. You could do it once every couple of hours. Most certainly more than once a day if possible.
And the best part? You don't need any special workout clothes. Whatever you feel comfortable harvesting in will be just fine. I'm Jody Hinke. You'll find more stretches and exercises to do while you're out in the field at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. December corn right now is 682 and three quarters. That's down a quarter right now. Corn for March at 690. That's even currently. Taking a look at Kansas City, wheat for December, 990 and a quarter is where we stand right now. That's up 1.5. Kansas City wheat for March at 985 and three quarters. That's up one as well. Oats for December at 399 and three quarters. That's down 3.75. Oats for March at 403.5, that's down 3. Soybeans for November, 1371 and a quarter is where we are currently. That's down 12.25. Soybeans for January at 1381 and three quarters, that's down 11.75. Live cattle for October, 144.80, that's up 60 cents. Live cattle for December at 148.25, that's up 52.5 cents. Feeder cattle for October, 176.70, that's up $2.05. Feeder cattle for November, 177.35 is where we are right now. That's up $2.15. Taking a look at oil for November, 87.88 it is right now for a barrel of oil for November. That's up $1.35. Crude oil for December at 86.91, that's up $1.41. When we take a look at gold for October, it's sitting at $1,709.50. That's down $11.60. Gold for December at $1,719.30. That's down $11.20. Silver for December at $20.50. That's down 59 cents. Silver for March at $20.63. That's down 60 cents currently. Wall Street.
Rusty Ag Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 69 years. Although costs and interest rates continue to rise, we are here to help you save money on your new Ford. Every new Ford on our lot is discounted under MSRP. Up to $1,500 off MSRP on all new Fords in stock. Don't see what you want on the lot? We will help place an order for your new Ford, and we will discount your order too. Rusty Ag Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running for best overall sales and service experience. Let us help you into that new Ford you have always wanted with up to $1,500 off MSRP. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rustyecford.com and drive home your new Ford today with savings up to $1,500 off MSRP. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Plus tax and fees. All rebates to dealer cannot be combined with any other offers. Excludes Broncos, Raptors, Lightning, Mach-E, Transit, GT500, Maverick, expires month end.
Your new ride is right off the highway in Marysville. Brownover Auto Sales will be your only stop for your next low-mileage, reliable pre-owned vehicle. Now carrying Oregon Power Equipment, Brownover Auto Sales has you covered from highway to backyard. Don't forget their full-time auto detailing and check them out online at crownoverautosales.com.
With high rates of inflation, crazy market interactions, and numerous other pressures in these unprecedented times, many think that consumers are decreasing their beef purchasing habits as a result. However, that may not be the case. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Oklahoma State University livestock economist Daryl Peel says that current consumer demand data does not reflect what we might expect to happen in light of current pressures.
You know, we've been watching beef demand very closely for
several months now. Obviously, with all of the inflationary pressures, high gas prices, all those things that impact consumers, we would not have been surprised to see more demand weakness. And I've done a little looking. If you look at middle meats versus end meats, look at some price ratios on those wholesale values, it's really hard to find evidence of, you know, we usually talk about trading down. So consumers go from, you can think of it as steak to hamburger, but it's usually, you know, more expensive steak to a less expensive steak. It's really hard to see that in the data. There's just not a lot of evidence that, in fact, we're having to trade down very much. You know, you can't find it in the data. So I think beef demand's holding up pretty well now.
Peel explains that one of the things currently supporting the demand of beef specifically is the current cost of other meat products, especially chicken.
One of the things that's helping beef demand is relative to pork and poultry. If you look at the retail prices that we've had this year, chicken has continued to go up through the year, and the beef retail prices on a monthly basis have been just sideways. They've just been really steady, not getting weaker, not getting stronger either. But when you look at chicken going up relative to beef, it makes beef look relatively less expensive compared to chicken. And in fact, that ratio of retail beef price to broiler price is the lowest in August in the latest data that it's been since sometime in 2014. So it's a little bit of an interesting phenomenon there when you look across the different meats.
He explains that for consumers, their purchase decisions are based on value added. And as beef prices remain somewhat steady, the drastic increase in prices for chicken have left consumers frustrated.
You know, it really is making beef look, like I said, relatively better. Now, of course, beef's more expensive, but it always is. It doesn't have to compete on a dollar-for-dollar basis, but it does have to provide value in a relative sense. And so we watch that price ratio. And honestly, anecdotally, what I hear from both consumers and food service people, I've heard more grumbling, I guess, about chicken prices this year than I have about beef prices. And I think that's why those chicken prices have continued to go up, whereas beef has held steady.
Once again, that was Oklahoma State University livestock economist Daryl Peel sharing insight into consumer demand and how chicken prices specifically are aiding in the decision-making of consumers to continue to purchase beef despite inflation and other economic pressures. From K-State Research and Extension, this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. Thank you. country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.